economic impact of Hurricane Irene.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. We're just a few minutes away from the reopening of the New York subway system. It's been closed since Saturday because of Hurricane Irene, and the commute in the Big Apple this morning promises to be a mess, which is nothing compared to the devastating floods that are causing huge problems in upstate New York and in Vermont. Cost estimates for the damage from the storm up and down the coast are already in the billions of dollars. But some businesses actually got a bump from Irene, as Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports now from New York.
In parts of Red Hook, Brooklyn, water was almost hip high. Even at Dry Dock Wine and Spirits, owner Mary Dudenay Kyle says the basement did flood, but all in all, Hurricane Irene was good for the bottom line.
The day before was one of the busiest we've had since we opened.
Dudenay says with bottles flying off the shelves, there was kind of a festive atmosphere.
It was an awful lot of fun because it was a party. Everyone was getting ready for a party.
As of Sunday night, that party seemed to be continuing. Dudenay had reopened and had almost completely sold out of a special rum that's a key ingredient in a favorite neighborhood cocktail called the Dark and Stormy. With the subway shut down, taxis were also at a premium.
I've been out like since last night.
That's yellow cab driver Neb Hermes. And being willing to brave the wind and rain paid off.
So are people tipping better than normal today?
Yeah, most definitely. They are up to $40 for the short ride.
Queens and Staten Island experienced serious flooding. So did parts of Lower Manhattan, including buildings in the city's financial district. Chris Tribble works for Verizon. He was pumping water out of the basement of a skyscraper just 200 feet from New York Harbor.
We're actually pumping out the water in the facilities in a vault so all the cables won't get wet.
Tribble says the water is still rising, which has the city working overtime to try and prevent corrosive salt water from shutting down phone lines and power.
The pressure keeps coming up. The water's going to keep going, so we have to keep on pumping.
Tribble says he expects this will be a very long week. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are higher across the globe this morning, up 1.4% in Hong Kong, 0.6 of a percent higher in Tokyo, where we learned this morning that Yoshihiko Noda will become Japan's 6th prime minister in 5 years. He's currently the finance minister, and he plans to raise taxes. On Wall Street Friday, stocks jumped following Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke's announcement that he is not planning any additional monetary stimulus. The Dow closed up 134 points, about 1.2%, at 11,284.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation, supporting customer choice and clean, efficient energy sources and technologies, working with customers nationwide to create a sustainable energy future. Constellation.com. By LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. And by the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org.
Oil is trading around $85 a barrel this morning, and regular unleaded gasoline is averaging $3.61 a gallon nationwide. Those figures are important to just about everyone with a car. They are really important to the U.S. military, which spent $13 billion on fuel last year. Well, in the next month or two, the U.S. Navy is going to do something about that with a new hybrid electric warship. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Scott Tong reports.
Please watch your step. We got some lights out on this next couple levels here.
On board the USS Macon Island, a next-generation assault ship, they don't like to call it the USS Prius. But come on, it's a hybrid. Operations Chief Jeff Brotherton says there's gas and there's auxiliary electric.
And I start the auxiliary propulsion motor. It will cause the gas turbine to stop.
It gets 33% better nautical mileage and saves at the pump.
When we took the ship from Pascagoula, Mississippi to San Diego, we sailed around the southern tip of South America. Our savings was nearly $2 million in fuel costs.
It sips fuel at low speed, like when fighters take off from the deck or amphibious landing craft, emerge from the belly. The Navy wants this hybrid ship to be part of a future greener fleet. Why? Oil prices of sailors cussing like themselves. Retired General Chuck Wald.
Back in 2008, when oil peaked out at $147.50 a barrel, that was about $11 billion extra for the U.S. military.
Which in today's budget environment will be slimming down. Analyst Larry Korb is with the Center for American Progress.
The Navy wants 313 ships. They can only afford about 280 now. So maybe if they can save some money on oil, they can buy more ships.
On the Macon Islands, sailors talk up other onboard efficiencies. Special filters turn seawater into fresh. Recycling contests give winning squads first place in the chow line.
We got turkey burgers, we got baked beans.
Today, Chef, PSSR Wright.
We got cake for dessert.
The serious part about saving oil is the less the military buys, the less it funds unfriendly places. Still, it'll take decades to undo. So the real question lies with future Pentagon brass and whether saving energy floats their boats as well. In San Diego, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
And Scott will have a story later today on Marketplace looking at other ways the military hopes to cut its oil demand. Finally, to Switzerland, which might have a new political party competing in this year's parliamentary elections. A political party with one thing in mind: banning PowerPoint presentations. The anti-PowerPoint party is trying to collect 10,000 signatures so that it can do away with those fancy slideshows once and for all. The founder of the party says the Microsoft programming is causing the Swiss economy to lose hundreds of billions of dollars a year because the presentations are boring. His solution: old-fashioned whiteboard flip charts, which he says are much more pleasant and more interesting to watch. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
For the U.S. military, gas isn't priced in dollars per gallon, but lives per fuel convoy.
They would commandeer sheep and camels and attach explosives to these animals and then herd the animals in front of our vehicles and blow them up.
I'm Bob Moon. The Pentagon takes up a life and death struggle to go green. Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.